on the phone line this afternoon to take a look at what's been happening in the commodity markets over the last week. And on this one of the last two trading days of the year is Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Well, did you have a good Christmas first?
Did quite well. Did quite well. And yourself?
Does that mean you were on the right side of the market?
Well, that's a whole other subject sometimes.
Yeah, I did really well, too. Actually, I had a great Christmas. It was really fun. I had a Christmas with the family, and my family comes to the house, my whole family, earlier in December, so we take care of that early on. There are about 40 of us, and they descend on my home in Mahomet, and we have just a ball trading little trinkets here and there, and enjoying ourselves. This time of year is all about enjoying the family and immediate and extended both, I suppose.
You bet.
Let's turn your attention to the marketplace where things not so good today. Lots of red. What happened in the corn pit to begin with?
Well, more of the same. Kind of continue to drift and wander. We saw the funds come in and sell a little bit more on the day. There's hope down the road, I guess. There's ideas that once we get into that January 8th to the 14th, we could see some index fund rebalancing. There's ideas that hopefully they'll come in and buy 80 to 90,000 contracts of corn, but that's ways away, along with the crop report on January 10th, which might keep a lid on, and ideas we could maybe raise production prospects. We got a lot of things out in front of us, but right now, producers are kind of where they want to be. Like you mentioned, just a few hours here before year end, and don't want to mess things up, anything major, unless they, becomes advantage to them to do something. Same thing with traders. They're kind of where they want to be, and a lot are still on holiday for say too. But the corn market, technical wise, is kind of grinding out, maybe a little head and shoulders bottoming through here. Everybody and his brothers bearish corn. Also, we're starting to see a little bit of confirmation, switching, a little less corn and more beans, more rice, more cotton. So it's going to be quite interesting as we go through the winter here, see if producers stay on that path. If we can come in here 3-4 million less acres of corn as a whole and have some production concerns, maybe this new crop corn especially won't get quite as bearish as some had projected earlier here this marketing season.
Mm-hmm. Turn your attention to the livestock. The hogs and pigs report was out on Friday afternoon. I thought maybe that it was a bit more friendly than what the numbers show this afternoon. It posted an outside down day in the April contract for the lean hogs.
Yeah, the overall expansion is just not kicking in. 1%. More on expansion ideas just sitting there. Some of the numbers were actually a little bit below, especially on the lighter weight hogs. Thought they'd give the market a little bit more in enthusiasm, but we have the board a little bit of premium to where actual cash is. Demand is actually slowing down somewhat through here. Then, too, on the farrowing side there, we didn't quite see any confirmation. We were losing a lot of pigs, per se, in massive numbers that one might believe, listening to this virus moving around the countryside. So probably what's going to be more important is the March report, see what type of direction we get from that, Todd.
Anything else to add before I let you go for the day?
Oh, it's a dynamic market here of up and down, up and down. The key will be watching the beans here. We're down at the lower end of the range. The fear earlier this morning was if we're going to be able to stay above $13 or keep beans in the teens as we go into 2014.
Your perceptions there very quickly. You think that it'll happen? Beans in the teens in 14?
I think we'll roll over and through here. It feels like we've built a broad-based top in through here. Technically, it's kind of troublesome. Fundamentally, the fear continues to be that Asia will come in and cancel or remaneuver some of these beans to the southern hemisphere. As long as there's not a whole lot of production concerns or transportation concerns out of the southern hemisphere, it's going to be awful hard for beans to be a bullish factor.
Thanks so much.
Take care, Todd.
Mm-hmm. That is Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois.